Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. And welcome to another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. Last week, we had our channeling challenge, and I want to thank so many of you for joining live and on the replay. The energy was absolutely next level, and I have enjoyed so much getting to know so many of you during this challenge. These channeling challenges are always a highlight for me, as I do love a good party, and this is a bit like an online party where we get to meet so often, get to know each other, and also grow together and learn about epic things. And so on the back of this channeling challenge, I would like to address a question that many people have shared with me. And this is a dynamic of something that has been happening to all of my students. And I have also experienced that in the past, but I have been able to alchemize this dynamic because I'm so aware of it that I have many tools that allow me not to go into those stories, which therefore create a lot of procrastination and doubting about the truth of our divinity and about our abilities to continue staying soul alive, continue channeling, continue anchoring our soul mission, even if we don't feel like it. So what's going on with the session today here during the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live? So we are going to talk to you about a high frequency hangover effect. I trust that most of you out here would have experienced a hangover that comes from consuming alcohol or recreational drugs, for example. And you know very well that when you take those substances, you experience a high, hopefully the party is great, and you feel so much more connected to yourself, like you have your walls coming down, you connect with other people, it's easier to dance, it's easier to go wild, right? And then what happens the day after? Ooh, not so nice. The day after, very often, we're going to have a headache. We're going to be so dehydrated. We're not going to have much energy. And of course, the emotions also follow that pattern. We're not going to feel so good about ourselves. We're going to maybe sometimes regret certain things that we did as we experienced that high. And we are going to also judge ourselves a lot. Oh, I shouldn't have done this. Why did I do that? It's not good for me. But how can I connect and have a party if I don't consume these alcohol or these drugs? And this is happening a lot in humanity. And so I'm sharing this with you because I want you to realize that it is a very similar architecture to what we experience when we are actually receiving high frequency content. So when we join, like, for example, the channeling challenge to amplify your soul mission, when we join one of my master classes, maybe before free or also inside my programs, what happens is that we experience a huge influx of energy. So all of this frequency light is going to come into a vortex. And because you experience deep connection with me and because we work on that, you're going to have like a huge improvement of your channeling abilities, your psychic abilities, your intuition. You're going to be like, oh my God, like, you know, when I work here with Sandrine and all of these people, it is so easy for me to connect to galactics, to my soul, to my high council, to the soul of my mission. I love it. And then you're going to continue consuming the content. But if you are left alone, and this is what's going to happen for you that have been in the challenge, this is why I'm going to share this in our Facebook group for the channeling challenge as well. It's that because it's just 4 days,
what happens is that then you are on your own. And after having received so many influx of light, so many downloads, and such a vivid, amplified connection with your spirit guides, with your soul and the soul of your mission, then what happens is like life goes on and then you dip and you drop. And so what happens is that you're going to start judging yourself. You're going to start saying, oh my God, like I'm not soul aligned any longer. I'm not connected to my intuition. I am not connected to my channel. I cannot channel my spirit guides any longer. When I was working with Sandrine, I was receiving so much, like it was so easy. And now that I am not, that I'm left alone, I do not have that connection anymore. So maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not actually like a good channel. I will never be able to stabilize like Sandrine and her students. You know, I will never be able to really connect and amplify my soul mission. You know, it's like, who am I kidding? And you start judging yourself. You put your human down. And also what I see a lot happening is that people start saying things like, oh, it must be because I'm cursed. You know, I'm cursed, I'm receiving psychic attacks, or like it's the matrix system of the third dimension that's trying to block me, like the reptilians, you know, all of the things. My goodness, really? I understand, because I used to be the same like many, many years ago. And so I want to go deeper here today to help you stabilize and understand the greater architecture that happens. So what happens is that you go back to your default mode. And the default mode of your human is separation. And it is self-sabotage. It is doubting yourself. And it is self-hatred, right? This is what we have done all our lives. This is how things are out there in the world. Like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of it. I'm an imposter. I'll never be like her. I'll never be like him. I'll never be like them. You know, we compare, and as we compare, we put the human down, and we put the human down, and we think there's something wrong for us. And also, of course, and obviously, we fully, fully dropped into victimhood. I am a victim of this, 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 and that. But it's not my fault if I feel like this. It's not my fault if I feel disconnected. It's got nothing to do with me, you know. My love, here we are going to go deep into this transmission, which is a little masterclass in itself, right? So strap your galactic seatbelts on. It is very normal. It is completely normal when we receive a momentum of this influx of light, when our channeling abilities expand, when we feel so connected to our soul and our soul purpose and our soul mission, like, yes, you know, that's it. You know, I'm there. I'm experiencing the fifth dimension. I can feel it. Finally, all my healing work has paid off. I am there. And then you feel that you're there for like one day, 1 week, 1 month, and then whoo, boom. You don't feel that you're there any longer. This is just, again, a placement of your consciousness. When you place your consciousness and you actually, you know, relinquish into these outdated thought patterns of thinking that you're a victim, thinking that there is something wrong with you, thinking that you are trapped into the wheels of karma, that you're an imposter, that, you know, you continuously doubt about your mission. It's normal. It's just like, it's a habit. It's part of literally, like it's explained through neuroscience. It's explained through different, you know, modalities. It's like the human goes back to safety. What is safety? It is what the human knows. It does not matter if this safety is actually beneficial, if it's uplifting, because it never really is. That comes from a primal brain saying, whoa, you went super far, like you connected with galactic beings of the light, you connected with an advanced version of you, you connected with the soul of your mission. Whoa, this is so crazy, this is so wild, this is so dangerous. Let's not do it again, because, you know, what are gonna people think? What are you gonna do? You know, you're going to be killed. And so basically all of that happens on a subconscious level, obviously. And the subconscious is made out of all the shadows and limitations that come from your ancestors, your past life, your inner child, as well as plugging from the matrix system and also other galactic incarnations. So it's literally your brain does the brain thing. But only you are not that. You are the consciousness that observes that. So reclaim your freaking sovereign power and live as such through everything arising in your life, that included. And what does that mean? When you observe this high frequency hangover effect, you observe it. And as you observe it, you are not it. We went deep into the channeling challenge on day 3 on connecting with future advanced version of ourselves. And if you were there, remember, we learned how to sit at the round table of all of our different versions of selves and become this like leader. I called mine like the, you know, galactic dominatrix, and I have this whip and I'm like, no, you should behave, because I am the presence, I am the witness, I am the observer of all of your different versions of myself. So if you haven't watched that video, which is inside the channeling challenge, so if you didn't sign up, you can totally do so. There will be a link placed below this video so you can get it on the replay. I highly recommend it. It's 3 days for free. You receive all of this amazing transmission activation to help you stabilize and amplify your channeling abilities. So I want you to really observe that the human wants to go back into this default mode of thinking, I'm oscillating again, what's wrong with me, the universe is against me, it must be coming from my past life or my ancestors. No, no, no. Everything happens in the now. We are quantum beings, and you know that there is only the now that is really and true. So as you listen to this, I want you to breathe deeply to help you recalibrate, because this is high frequency information that I'm sharing here for free on YouTube for you right now and for everyone listening on my podcast. Thank you so much. I want you to breathe through this to help your body, your nervous system, and your mind recalibrate to the actual truth that as you live in the now, nothing of what happens in the past in terms of inner child, past life, ancestors, timelines actually needs to have a hold on you. This is revolutionary teachings. I know that it is very different from what people, you know, use up there in terms of, you know, ascension pathways. This ascension pathway is anchored in, we channel it from the 9th dimension, but it's a 7th dimensional pathway of accelerated evolution. So I want you to sit at the round table inside your headspace to witness that the default mode is a version of yourself. And you can look at it in the eye and you can say, you shall not speak now. You shall not speak because I don't want you to, because you're annoying. Like you're freaking annoying. You like literally bringing the mood down, right? So I want you to realize that when you experience massive influx of light, when you have this huge blast of energy coming from receiving from me and my High Council of Light or other ascension program out there, you need to mentor yourself. And that is challenging. Let's say it. It is challenging because it is literally, you know, taking your human to the gym every single day to lift heavier weights. I know it's challenging because my human loves going to the gym, but I'm always like, oh, I might just do some stretches over there or the same workout over here. There's no progress happening. If I want to have like nice big guns and a strong, sexy body, then I need to put in the work, of course. So it is the same for you. If you want to have clear, consistent connection with advanced version of yourself, with the soul of your mission, with your galactic family, with your High Council of Light, it requires work, consistency, devotion, and courage. We went deep on that into the channeling challenge. So especially when you experience this hangover effect coming from being blasted with high frequency. So we share this now because 1 week after the channeling challenge, you can experience that. We are actually, you know, expecting you to experience that. It is completely normal. So release the stories, release victimhood, release the need to inflict suffering to your human who's honestly trying her best, his best, or their best to stay aligned. Because remember, you are always soul aligned. You never disconnected. You never disconnected from your channel. You never disconnected from your spirit guide and the soul of your mission. No, you simply have switched to a different radio frequency. That's all. And at time, the radio frequency of clear channeling is indeed very challenging to access with consistency. The same as going to the gym, you know, like if you haven't done it, it can take months or years and you still do it. You have to push yourself a bit there. Okay. And this is why having a mentor is life changing, because a mentor is going to be there to remind you of what's important, remind you of why you are doing this. You know, as a mentor, I see the light of my student. I see their angelic nature. I see their power and their gift, even when they don't see anything. And especially that's really the power of high mentorship, of mentors who are channels and very high standard channels. Because I can see your highest timeline. I know that you can do it. I believe in you more than you believe in yourself. So imagine when you have me as your mentor for an entire year, what is this year going to look like? How are you going to be 1 year after mentoring with me inside the portal, which is my 12-month program to amplify your channeling abilities, to elevate all of your life? And we focus more specifically on your soul mission. I know, because I also have mentors. I have had mentors, ascension mentor, soul business mentor for over 5 years, and many privately. And I have more than one mentor. At the moment, I have 4 mentors. It's a bit much. I'm going to soon have 3 mentors. But one of them, Marga Valverde, I have been working with her for nearly a year now as a private student. And I have again invested in amazing ascension program with one of my dearest mentor and close friend, Gabby Kowalski. And so I invest a lot of my time, my energy, and my money into mentorship. Why? Because they can see all my blind spots. They can see the truth of my divinity when my human wants to go like, meh, it is not going like my ego human want to go, you know? I'm oscillating, I'm doubting this. It's like, switch back, come back into alignment. This is how you do it. This is who you truly are. This is the power of your mission. So the hangover effect that happens after receiving high frequency blast happens all the time. It is a wave. Because we receive so many frequencies, and here I want you to imagine. So imagine that when you receive from me in my High Council of Light, we open up portals and gateways, we co-create with your oversoul network and your spirit guides, right? And so what happens is that we are blasting your field with a lot of very high frequency light. So it is easier for your oversoul network, as well as your crystalline divine genome, the crystalline blueprint that you are, to come online, because it gets activated. It's like, oh, I feel the light, I see the light, I receive the light, because I am the light. And so the effort's like, yes, yes, I accept, I receive, give it to me, give it to me. And then your consciousness shifts, because remember that when you are my student, you are plugged into my system. I have this very advanced quantum grid that happens behind the scene. So when people join me, so the channeling challenge, it happened like that for 4 days, but now it's over. You know, the grid is no longer there. But when people join me for like a year, they are for 1 year, 1 year plugged into my system. This means that 24/7, they receive upgrades on a quantum level to amplify channeling abilities, to amplify psychic abilities, to amplify abundance, freedom, sovereignty, soul alignment, and so on. And so what happens is that it is so much easier to stabilize. But we do that because we also have the tools in physicality to mentor people so your consciousness can align with the truth of your divinity. Because here is what's happening behind the scene when you receive high frequency information. This information activates you, your consciousness shifts, and all of a sudden you can see a reality that you did not get access to before. And you want to stay there because it feels freaking good, because it is fun, because it is exciting, because it opens a world of new possibilities, because it brings peace and joy and a greater sense of purpose, because you feel more connected to yourself. And so, of course, you want to stay there. It's literally the best freaking like a drug, you know, without being a drug. It's like this is the best place to be. So, of course, we, you know, receive all of that. But what happened is that all of this high frequency is going to start activating shift on a cellular level within your crystalline divine genome and open up certain gifts and certain things that you're going to remember. But because of the degree of variability of your fractal, it means that you have to release density to be able to shift into a higher level of frequency. So when you blast yourself with very high level of frequency, it means that after that, the hangover effect coming from that is literally simply the offering of your systems, of your multidimensional self, to heal and alchemize. The density is still present in your field, so it is no longer there. So it is easy for you to stabilize into this high level of frequency. So it is a gift. So instead of creating stories from low version of yourself still activated about, oh, it means that I'm a victim, it means that I'm being psychically attacked, it means that I have like entities on me, it means that the matrix system is after me. Instead, shift out of that. Bring your consciousness back into alignment as the sovereign being that you are and say, great, all of this is coming up to the surface because I am ready to witness what is present, to presence it, to nurture it, to bring compassion and healing to these aspects of me so they can be heard, they can be seen, and then they can go. And remember, we worked deep on that inside the channeling challenge. So if you haven't received those codes, this transmission now is going to be challenging for you to receive as well, because it is following the high frequency of this free challenge. So I want you to, you know, watch it. If you haven't, you'll be able to receive it on the replay. And all of this is going to make so much more sense. So once that happens, then it means that you can so much more effortlessly and easily stabilize in a higher level of frequency. And also your consciousness is shifting. So whatever happens in your outside reality is not going to be so intense for you any longer, because you're going to be able to perceive it from different versions of you. You're going to be able to have a different perspective on what arises and on having this hangover effect present within you. Because remember, you are powerful beyond measure. You are literally a fractal of the divine. You have access to so much love, to so much light within you already. You can do it. You were born for that. You're a multidimensional soul who has had so many incarnations in so many different star systems, on planet Earth, in ancient civilizations. You have a unique voice, a unique purpose, a unique spark that other people are here to receive. And that is the truth of your divinity, is that you are needed, you are loved, you are supported, you are connected, no matter what, no matter the hangover effect, no matter the incredible challenges that you are facing in your everyday life. It's to remind you how powerful you are, how much love and compassion you can find for your own self, for your loved ones, for humanity. But keep going without inflicting pain to yourself, without judging yourself, without falling into the outdated templates of victimhood. So remember, the codes for today, it's all about experiencing a hangover effect after receiving high frequency masterclasses, information, activations, and so on, as many of you watching this have received inside the channeling challenge. When that happens, we feel on a high, we are super connected, we have many downloads, there is a momentum going, and after that, what happens? It is no longer there. We judge ourselves, we place ourselves as a victim, and it's like, oh, I was not meant to be doing that any longer. Remember to place yourself as the observer of the different narratives present within this human, which all represent different versions of yourself. And as the observer, you are not sticking to the experience any longer. And therefore, you stay anchored in your sovereignty, in your power to consciously choose the story, the narrative that you are going to embody to handle what a lot of humans call a down. I don't call it a down, I call it a stabilizing platform. When you know how to place yourself like this, then you can stabilize, witnessing that everything that's coming up to the surface are gifts, because then you can witness where you still have pluggings of the lower matrix, when you still have negative narratives about yourself, when you can still self-sabotage and self-abandon and doubt yourself and procrastinate your mission. So you can do the inner work on that, but you are always connected. Remember, always connected. You can always channel, your spirit guides are always there, the universe always has your back no matter what. From there, I want you to really consider investing in a mentor. Choose high frequency mentor that promote the unified field, who embody a unified field, who have your back no matter what. Advanced channel, who can see the bigger picture and who know how to stabilize. And of course, I would love for you to join. It's an invitation to join me inside the Portal program, which is my 12 months channeling program to help you amplify your channeling ability so you can elevate all areas of your life, and we focus more on your soul mission. Because as you are inside a program like that, it is so much easier to stabilize. I can see that with my students because they receive mentoring, because we have so many live sessions, and inside the portal, we are creating new extraordinary features. Like we have day event happening. The day event will focus on the frequency of soul business, on creating extraordinary soul business so they can be the voice of our unique spark, you know, what we are here to share with the world. We are also going to have trance channeling sessions with the Actorians. They're going to bring extraordinary codes and they're going to be able to answer questions. We have a great community. We have live sessions on channeling for our soul mission, channeling for our personal life. We have a huge digital library. So this is a very advanced and extraordinary transformative program. It is now open, and I would love for you to join that, because therefore the hangover effect will be tremendously reduced, because you will know how to stabilize yourself, but you're also going to have me, my High Council of Light, and all the other students as, come on, let's do this together. Let's rise together. Love you so much. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much. I love you, and I will see you next time. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.